They're calling it the cringiest interview of the summer, and that it was full of awkwardness. Jason Bailey, who will be joining us on the hotline in a few moments, begins the interview with what he calls the obvious question, which I don't have a problem with the question. Look, the Fantastic Four, mythological, obviously, but Sue Storm and Johnny Storm are supposed to be brother and sister. She is the Invisible Girl, and he is the Human Torch.
But we're already suspending belief for that.
Right. That he can go flame on and turn into a human torch?
Yeah, so, I mean, come on.
That's a good point. That she can turn invisible and that Reed Richards can go stretchy. That's a good point. We can suspend disbelief there, yet it's out of the question that a white lady and a black dude could be brother and sister.
Yeah, exactly.
That is a pretty good point. So he begins with what he calls the obvious question. How is it that Jordan and Mara are playing siblings, Sue and Johnny Storm? Quote, you're white and you're black, Bailey helpfully points out. In fact, if they'd been listening, the radio jocks would have heard Mara answer the question before they even finished asking it. Quote, Sue Storm was adopted, she says, only to have Bailey snap back, don't ruin my question.
We actually have audio of that.
We do?
We do.
Oh, so great. I haven't heard Buckethead's voice on the radio in a long time.
It's off camera, so the audio is not the greatest quality, but.
But from what I understand, you're brother and sister.
Yeah.
You're white and you're black.
You are both.
Well, how does that happen?
I think the same thing with this one, too. I don't think there's any backstory, just brother and sister.
No, there has to be some type of adoption thing going on.
Hey,
they could be raised as brother and sister. I mean, there's a whole bunch of different family dynamics that could be without the obvious adoption.
Okay.
And it got even stranger from there when one of the DJs turned to ask Kate about her new pixie haircut.
Cut the hair.
I'm sorry, I know you don't like it. I can tell.
No, it's not true.
I know him. That's not true.
No, you look great with short hair or long hair, but the fact the long hair was excellent.
So did you cut your hair for this?
I cut my hair for a movie I just did.
Just did?
Yeah.
What's that movie? What would you cut your hair for?
They asked me to.
All right. Sounds good to me. I mean, if you're an actress, people are going to ask questions about your appearance.
I don't know if you could hear her under her breath. She said, this is a great interview.
You think she was being sarcastic?
I'm guessing.
Well, I mean, I'm not saying they're the most poignant questions in the world, but I'm saying you got to expect to be asked those questions, right? You're there to promote your film. I think we just search for controversy wherever we can find it these days. And Jason Bailey and Southside Steve, they were, I guess, the whipping boys of the week.
I think, well, it is fun. It gives us something fun to talk about, but there's also a good toe blast at the end of the interview, which is when they ask about it, that's when the interview ends.
They interviewed with a toe blast? I mean, they ended it with a toe blast?
He gave a toe compliment.
He says, I'm a toe guy, and I like your toes.
That's creepy.
Seth's a toe guy.
I'm not a toe guy.
You're kind of a toe guy.
I think girls look good in high heels.
When their toes are showing.
He might be a heel man.
I prefer a peep toe, yes.
So if you saw an A-list actress come into the studio and she was wearing a shoe that displayed her toes, it's not out of the question that you would compliment her on the way her piggies look.
When I interviewed Selena Gomez in Miami, the first question I said is it creepy if a guy compliments your shoes because I think you have great high heels?
I think we have audio of that right here.
Is it okay for a guy to compliment a girl's shoes without it getting creepy at all? Because I just want to say, I really like your shoes.
Really?
Yeah.
No, it actually is not.
Okay, good, yes. I mean, okay, so I had to put that right out there to start the interview in hopefully in not a strange fashion.
Wait a minute, you started the interview with that?
I couldn't stop staring at her high heels. They were great, and I had to ask.
Was it the heels or the toes? And you just said heels,
meaning toes.
Yeah.
It was the whole package. I don't do anything to toes. I'm not a toe violator.
No one's accusing you of violating toes.
You've never done anything to toes.
I've never done anything to toes.
Do you want to do something to toes?
What could I do to toes?
Oh, just see my toe?
I've seen your toe.
Okay.
You're not a toe guy. Your toe's the reason I won't do anything to toes.
Joining us right now is the gentleman in the middle of this maelstrom of controversy. Ladies and gentlemen, we know him a lot and we love him. Jason Bailey, better known to the Tampa market perhaps as Buckethead.
I've seen his toes.
Jason, what's happening, man?
How you guys doing, man?
Good, good. How's everything been the last couple of days?
It's been interesting. Are you ripping on it? Drew, you should know better. You know how this goes. What's kind of where you guys are at? Are you just going, God, those guys are idiots. What horrible interview questions. Or is it racist? Is it sexist? Or now with the 48-hour news cycle as actual media sources are doing their research and changing their topics, you're going, Oh, I know. I know Jason. I know Bucky that I kind of get what they were going for there.
Yeah, I think it's more of what you just said. I think the media looks for its latest whipping boy. Anything racially motivated or even racially oriented at all seems to get a lot of steam. So they look to perhaps make you guys out to be racially insensitive or, in this case, foot insensitive.
But everybody knows there's no racism in the Marvel Universe.
Certainly not. I mean,
Hold on for a second. Is that Kevin?
That is Soul Brother Kevin,
What's up, ladies and gentlemen.
Joined our show yesterday.
Oh, my God. How are you feeling, my friend?
I'm doing great, man. It's good to talk to you.
Dude, it's great to talk. I didn't know you were on Garabo's show.
Yeah, I'm here, man. And we're not ripping on you, man. I think it's great promotion.
Yeah,
I think
absolutely.
It's great press. I saw your name all over the internet.
Yeah, well, okay. So, I mean, we all come from the same stock. We all know each other very well.
Yes.
Let me just for your audience, let me kind of explain a little bit how this works if you guys haven't done it yet. You know, when you go in for an quote-unquote interview, which I think myself, Drew, and Kevin all, again, come from the same stock. We don't interview people. We have conversations with people. Drew, you're one of the best, in my opinion.
Thanks, pal. I appreciate that.
You have a conversation with a guest, and you create a rapport with the guest. A lot of times we have that opportunity, whether it's in studio, on the phone. That's how us radio guys befriend these celebrities, you know, that come into the studio. So when Steve and I, my partner Steve and I, We got the opportunity to go do this junket type of setting where you have 5 to 7 minutes to go in, talk about a movie. It's very controlled. That's totally not our wheelhouse. So our number one concern is our audience, just as it is yours there in Tampa. You have to create some type of content to entertain your audience, even if that means making fun of yourself.
Right.
And that's what the whole goal was. I mean, it was to go in there and not to rip the movie and not to disrespect the actors or the actresses, but just to have fun, to be silly and see what you can get out of it. So when we went in there, to be honest with you, I was curious. You got Kate Mara, or Mara, whatever the hell her name is. You know, she's Sue Storm. I'm not a big comic book fan, but then you got Michael B. Jordan as Johnny Storm. Okay, I'm sure I'm not the only one that was wondering. You have a white sister and a black brother. That's historically how the movie goes. I asked it in storyline fashion. We're talking about a comic book here. We're talking about a make-believe movie. We're talking about something that doesn't exist in real life. You know, so if the story goes, your brother and sister, how do you explain that with this reboot? That was the question.
Sure.
That's all it was.
Yep.
But as we know, people take things personally, especially when it comes to race. That's what happened when it blew up the internet, is people took it personally. The sexist stuff is absolutely absurd and ridiculous. I mean, they were compliments. And that's kind of been his shtick and his wheelhouse. It's real. It's not fake. He's just kind of like that, you know?
Yeah.
And then it just blew up and racist and sexist, and we just kind of sat back and went, we didn't ask for this.
Right.
So, how's that?
I like that. It's a good synopsis of it. And, you know, our buddy TM Powell is the CW44 movie critic, huge superhero guy, and he said he would have asked the exact same question. It is a huge new element of the reboot, and it is something that everyone should be curious about. Sure, we should already suspend disbelief that there could be a dude who could say flame on and turn into the Human Torch, but at the same time, it's not that out of the question that you would ask, okay, well, how come Human Torch is black and Invisible Lady is white? We are talking to Jason Bailey of the Atlanta Rock Morning Show, who found himself mired in a fake forced controversy by the national media trying to pile on these guys. We've probably all done, Kevin, you,
yes,
me, Seth, a million interviews where someone could take something out of context and try to blow it up into a bigger story with sexism and racism all over it.
That's what the game is now.
Right.
I think maybe when people hear the words black and white, they don't even care what comes after. It's just, that's some racism right there.
Yep, absolutely. And Jason, I'm sure your bosses have been cool about everything. I'm sure they appreciate the publicity that you guys have gotten out of it, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, unlike some people that I think we've all worked for in the past, they've actually been very supportive throughout this whole entire thing. You know, again, if we were wrong, this would have been approached differently. And I even said, you know, when BuzzFeed got a hold of me, I was like, I'm not apologizing for any of this. We didn't do anything wrong. If we were, you know, I'd be the first to admit if I were wrong in doing something. And we've all made mistakes in any job that we have. And you own up to it. You know, we're all under a certain light, you know, because we're in the media and we're on the radio. But we weren't wrong in any of this. You know, if they made a new Shaft movie and they put a white guy in there, a Shaft, I would ask, why is Shaft white? You know, and if they put a Chinese Superman in there, I'd go, what's the backstory? Why is he Chinese? It's just, it's a storyline. It's make-believe. Well, let me say this, guys, is that what's interesting over the past 24 hours is like when CNN picked it up and Yahoo picked it up and especially E! News and those jobbers there, they ran a different spin on it, which means that they actually had producers that did a little research, listened to it, and said, okay, this isn't racist, this isn't sexist, it's just awkward, cringeworthy, and horrible. That I can accept. you put us in that environment. You know, again, we're there to entertain our audience. We're entertainment type of shows. We're comedy shows. You know, so that's what we have to do. That's our number one concern. My number one concern wasn't going in there doing a mundane, boring Q&A about a Fantastic Four reboot to satisfy the hipsters. That wasn't my goal.
Right.
That's not my audience, nor yours. So, you know, now that the 24-hour news cycle has kind of faded out a little bit, they're taking a different approach to it, and it gives opportunities for, you know, young guys like the skinny fellow on E! News to take shots at people like us because he's in L.A. And that's cool. I'm glad I made him feel good about himself. But that's what we were going for. You don't understand. Right. These people don't get it. They just don't get it. So, you know, when it's all said and done, here we are. I get the opportunity to talk to my friends I haven't talked to in a while, and people can kind of laugh it off. And those that take it too seriously, take a step back out of your own world and realize that it wasn't meant to be what you probably fabricated it to be.
No doubt about it. We're speaking with Jason Bailey, host of Atlanta's Rock 100.5 morning show. Now, about the toe question, this is what I love. Did a publicist actually cut off the interview when Southside Steve said, I'm a toe guy, your toes are fine? There's nothing wrong with that comment.
Yeah, okay, so, you know, you walk into these rooms, and it was at a hotel, very nice hotel. They've got the cameras going, and the actors and actresses are sitting down. They made us stand up because they only had one chair. So, you know, I start out with the brother-sister question and then bring it back, and I think we talked a little bit about the movie. And it just got weird even after the first 60 seconds. They were really uninterested. The British fella, as soon as we walked in, before we even started, he's like, how many more of these do we have to do? So I knew it was going to be a bust. They didn't want to be there. They said they didn't even see the movie.
Right.
So, you know, Steve is a you know, we had Lou Graham, you know, the original voice of Farner, you know, in studio not that long ago. And all he did was gawk how great his hair is at his age. I mean, that's just how Steve is. So at like 5.5 minutes into it, you know, she's got her you know, toes showing. She's got little sandals or whatever on. And Steve was like, by the way, you have really nice toes. This is the first time I've heard Steve say that.
Right.
And I guess that's creepy. I mean, here's a great conversation. Women, tell us what we're allowed to compliment you on before we're called sexist. Because I've always thought complimenting a woman on nice features while being respectful, I mean, you're not going to say, hey, nice ass or nice boobs, you know, in public, but, you know, nice toes, nice haircut, those are nice things to say.
I agree.
They're not sexist things to say. You know, and this goes, by the way, Google Kate Mara women's health and look at her cover shoots for that magazine and hot bods and seven sexy tips from Kate and all these nude photo shoots and whatnot that she's done. So like asking about toes is bad? No, I didn't get that email, so I'm a little confused. And then they wrapped it up. Then this lady over there, she's like, okay, that's it, time to wrap it up. All right, thanks for coming in, guys. And Nate, who I don't know if you guys remember, he worked with me back in Orlando. Yeah. I hired him recently. He was there, and he's like, hey, can we get a picture for the website? And she was like, no, got next guest. Come on. All right.
Oh, jeepers. Well, man, we appreciate you making time for us, Jason. You know we support you. It's always good to get the radio guy's side in this in a case like this. In my opinion, you did absolutely nothing wrong. I don't think it's out of the question to compliment an A or B or even C-list actress on her toes, her footwear, elbows, anything other than the T and A. But anything we can do for you, man, just let us know. And I really appreciate you making time, dude. Really happy for your success.
Thank you. I'm glad you guys are doing well down there. Kevin, I'm glad you're feeling well. Congratulations again on the new gig.
And thanks.
Much success to you guys down there.
Thanks, bro. We'll talk to you soon, Jason.
All right, guys. Bye.
Take care. He has nice feet, by the
See,
way.
See, here's the only thing, though. When you say toes,
yeah,
there's only like one or two things you can do with toes.
True. Lick them.
Like if you're admiring her toes, you are basically saying, I want to get down on them. Like, that's really all you're... Like,
You can appreciate the toes without wanting to participate in the toes.
Why not appreciate her manicure?
Because maybe her fingers didn't look that good.
Yeah, but I'm saying toes are...
You think toes are a little sexual?
Man, toes, yeah, that's very sexual. That's the only thing it can be.
People always compliment women's eyes. Hey, you have great eyes. You can't do anything to the eyes.
Exactly. That's why it's safe to compliment the eyes.
So if you can do something with that body part, that's when you should take a step back.
Man, and this is something creepy. Like, you got to really know somebody to get down on their toes.
Interesting.
That's totally true, because if some guy says you have a really nice mouth, that would be super.
Oh, yeah. You're like, talk to me, baby. That's not what I'm talking about. I want you to shut up.
But you could say, like, you've got a cute nose, and that'd be fine.
Yeah.
You've got gorgeous eyes, and that's okay.
Yeah.
You have a very shapely mouth and your toes. And I would love, you're right. That does go to a weird territory.
And the nose, depending on how big the nostrils are.
It's all about circumference.
Yeah.
I got you. Have you ever been complimented on your toes before?
Seth did once.
Yeah,
I had the peep toes on, so I was asking for it at that point.
Be very careful about blaming the rape victim.
I see a pattern.
Did you consider it more of a toe compliment or more of a shoe compliment?
It was more of a shoe compliment,
okay.
I think.
Yeah, how did the compliment go?
I don't even remember. Ask Kayla.
I was wearing just peep toes. He's like, I like your shoes. And I think it was right after he had bought his new kicks, and I had complimented him earlier on him.
Look, so if a lady puts a picture of her pedicure on Instagram,
right,
and a guy randomly likes that picture,
yeah,
go to his Instagram page. It's nothing but feet. That's all. That's what that is. I don't care about your feet.
Right. So you're pretty much foot guy.
Oh, come on, man. Don't label me as foot guy. I think women look great in high heels. I don't think I'm in the minority on that.
No. Most guys do think women look good in high heels.
Yes, that's right.
Have you ever tried some on to see what the hype's all about?
I did when I was 5, and my mom, I wore her high heels, and she got me a little mermaid purse. I was all decked out. I'm not joking.
We're getting closer.
Makes me want to kiss a girl.
What's the big deal?
Nothing. No big deal.
I don't violate toes. I don't violate feet.
No one's saying you do.
Not yet.
No one's on trial here.
If you've got foot skills, bring them to the table.
Oh, so now you got skills.
I mean, if ladies have foot skills, let's see them in action.
Okay.
Take off your shoes real
quick. Come on, whip them out.
Well, they're
see, if,
yeah.
see if Seth can control himself.
Can we do a side-by-side of Kevin's toes?
No, my toe is not. We're trying to be friends here.
Oh, yeah. Look at those feet. What adjectives come to mind when you're looking at Kayla's piggies?
It's a little peaked. She might need to put a coat of nail polish on
it. See? Who would notice that besides toe guy?
No, man, her feet look great for coming straight out the boot. She didn't know.
They do. You were not prepared to show your feet off today.
I know. I'm sorry. I'm going to get a pedicure later this week. I wasn't prepared. My bad.
Seth, smell a boot.
I thought about smelling. What is that? Are those pantyhose socks? What are those?
Yeah. Just their little, yeah. Like,
put the hose over your head.
Put it over your head.
Yeah, put the hose
like
over
a bank robber.
Can we pass it around and smell it?
I'll smell it first.
Smell it out. Smell it.
Smell my boot.
The socks. We want the socks.
Come on.
We want the socks.
Oh, she put it on and taking it off again.
Yeah, it's going to be musty now.
It's going to be fresh.
Let me get first smell on the smell train.
First smell, that got a batter.
Virgin. Put it over my head?
Yeah. And then say, give me all your money.
Hold on.
Oh,
I'm sweaty.
Come on, man. Anything for the show.
Come on, do it.
Anymore.
All right, here, let me smell it. I won't put it.
It's a little socklet. You can't get my feet sweat. What
you know
do you
what?
Want from
we
me?
Are one,
on,
we,
man,
we,
it
we are one wise Spider-Man black away from an Atlanta rock morning show.
You're never going to think of her the same again.
Oh, these are wet as hell.
I know.
Did you take these things at like Splash Mountain?
Oh, God.
Oh, there's a lot going on down there.
It is very, it's moist.
Saturated.
Moist.
Look, you took that thing to Adventure Island.
Go, Kevin, get it. Kevin's the last one on the smell train. On the sock train.
This is disgusting.
You guys.
Oh, wow. Man, give me some of that.
Give me some sanitizer.
Sanitize. Hit me one time.
All right.
Okay, thank you.
We're going to open the phones in a moment, 727-579-1025. No, it was not, my son. It was not euphoric.
Oh, my God.
727-579-1025.
It smells like a sock.
I feel dizzy.
Take your socks off right now and smell them. Guaranteed.
All right, fine. You know
I wouldn't do that, and I have new socks on.
Give me a sock. Let me smell these. Hold on.
What is this? This is playing right now. This is.
Oh, no.
By the way, I guarantee that my socks smell better than Kayla's.
Let me smell it.
Are you smelling your own sock?
Yeah.
You can't smell your own funk.
Yeah.
Yeah, your socks smell way better. Yes. Here, smell Seth's sock.
Okay, what are we doing now?
Mine
it's not bad, actually.
This has gotten weird.
Yeah.
Hey, man, nice.
They smell like nylon.
No, wait, Kayla, smell this right here.
That smells like heaven.
Yeah, well, yours is a sock. Mine's a nylon.
And
what
she has
expect?
Boots on, too.
Yeah.
Hello. Are you still listening? Good. It's the Drew Garabo Live Hidden Track of the Day. Enjoy.
Now let's talk about what we want to do for teachers going back to school.
Okay, great.
Toys for teachers.
It's happening.
We got this idea last week, I believe.
I don't know if a listener gave it to us or if we came up with it in the midst of a conversation about toys.
I think that we were talking about toys. For some reason, someone brought up teachers, and then the impetus for getting toys, adult toys, in the hands of teachers came to us. You took it upon yourself to go to Julie, who is the rep for the Todd, to see if the Todd would be interested in helping us out with that. You met with Julie today. Where do we stand on Toys for Teachers?
The Todd is interested in helping us out. We are going to go out there on a Saturday, if you are down, for an hour or two.
I am.
And we are going to give away gift bags full of stuff for the teachers when they're going back to school. Condom lollipops, lube.
Please tell me you captured the way he said lube. I need
condom lollipops, lube.
Hold on, stand by.
Lube. Lube.
Oh, man.
Woo! Okay. Condom lollipops, lube.
Okay. All right. Okay, what else?
Lube.
Okay. So condom lollipops, lube. What else?
Okay.
Whew.
Okay.
All right.
We're going to have raffles for toys going on out there, so some of the bigger toys, the teachers can come out there and try to win. We're also going to have a 50 Shades of Garabo gift pack.
Oh,
so
yeah.
All that stuff from 50 Shades of Grey, or we renamed it 50 Shades of Garabo because I know you love when your name is in stuff, and we'll have that to give away. Basically, just come out, prove you're a teacher. Maybe you're a stay-at-home mom, and you homeschool your kid. We want to hook you up. They're going to give us a bunch of stuff. We're going to pick a date when Mike Oliveira gets back from vacation. I'm thinking late August, early September.
As we go back to school, you teachers know that you're extra stressed out. You have to deal with our children all year long. This is our way from Drew Garabo Live of saying thank you for dealing with our kids. Please accept this gift as a token of our appreciation. It will be Toys for Teachers, and we are a few months away from, or a few weeks away from it right now.
Yes.
Oh, man.
You okay?
Lube.